They were so beautiful where they were. Neither did he pick the spikes of cardinal flowers, brilliant against their background of black mud or green grass. This small boy had but one purpose in mind. He was after gold, yes, yellow gold, the gold of the lotus, and his nose told him while yet a mile away that his favorite lilies were in bloom and awaiting his coming. He would get them, a big bunch of them, yellow lilies for his mother. He was tired now, yet knew it not. He had come a long, long trail since 8 that morning, fully 9 miles, 7 of them lonely miles, beyond the last house. Anyone might have wondered what so small a boy was doing so far from home, for he was undersized in spite of his 12 years. But he was a self-reliant lad, and he had a purpose. What mattered that it had taken so much time for the journey. There had been so many interesting things to see. At noon, he had rested and drunk at a cooling and refreshing spring under an overhanging cliff where he had often been before with his older brothers. The rest of the way was strange to him, yet he had made no mistake when he left the railroad and the hills and struck out across the wide river bottom to the lily pond. He had been there before by boat and the river route, so he knew when he came to the winding slough that he had found the right place. He took off his clothes, tied them in a bundle, then held shoes and all upon his head and waded in. Halfway across, a sudden fright overtook him as the water weeds gripped about his legs, but only for a moment. Quickly turning on his back, he kicked loose, and thus swimming above the weeds, though without the use of his hands, was soon on the other side. He then took up his march to where the lotus grew. Soon he stopped to admire the beauty of the garden spider, whose web strung across his path. He gently frightened her so that she started swinging like a pendulum, as these spiders do when disturbed.